Perek Aleph, Masechta Shabbos, Mishnah's Dalet and Hay. The Mishnah begins, Ve'ilu min halachos sha'amru b'alias Hananya ben Chizkia ben Gurion, k'sha'alu levakro. The previous Mishnah, the end of Mishnah Gimel, listed a number of different gezeros that were instituted, that were taken into effect, that were considered in order so people would not transgress and not violate an Isser Doraisa on Shabbos. And where were these established? They were established, in fact, in the attic of an individual's name is Hanina ben Chizkia. Hanina ben Chizkia was one of the gadols, one of the great men of his generation, and shall we say he was known for a sharp intellect and tremendous insight in order to help out the Jewish people. At the time when they went up to his attic, in fact, Nimnu v'rabu b'shamal b'shilal, that the Talmidim, the students of the Beis Shammai, in fact, were the majority over those of Beis Hillel. In fact, since Beis Shammai was the majority, generally speaking, halacha was like Beis Hillel, but in this time, in this instance, since the majority of the people backed Beis Shammai, the halacha was established in 18 places, that the halacha is like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. And generally, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Generally, the law is in accordance with Beis Hillel. These are the 18 exceptions. I will not discuss all the exceptions. I will just mention a couple of them at this point in time. The first 9, in fact, relate to laws that pertain to Truma. 9 various things that post that invalidate the Truma. And validate Truma, which is of course part of the Matnos Kahuna, the Truma which is food given to the Kohen as a gift. The consumption of the Trumas, of course, must be consumed in a state of purity, and therefore they made various enactments and made 9 things that they established on this day, which would in fact would posa, would render the Truma invalid. The other 9 zeros that were enacted in this attic, a number of them pertain to issues related to non-Jews, as well as a couple of the items that were listed in the previous Mishnah. Before we begin the text of the fifth Mishnah, just want to mention that from now until the end of the Perek, we're dealing with various malachos, various acts that one does on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, leading into the time of Shabbos, and the question is, what is permitted and what is forbidden to do? So Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai omrim ein sharin diyo v'samamanim v'charshinim ela kedei sheyisharu mibu'od yom. Beis Shammai says, one cannot immerse in water, rather various types of ink, for instance, the spices of not producing, that really is, I guess, what diyo is. Samamanim, something that is used to produce type of color, karshinim, or types of legumes, again, that one uses after they've soaked it in water for some period of time in order to feed it to animals. According to Beis Shama, one would only be able to place all these items in water in order so that really there's sufficient time before Shabbos to begin for the soaking, the completion of the soaking, to take place, because, for according to Beis Shammai, Adam, a person is warned, and he must have shevitas kelav b'shabbos. Even his possessions must cease from operating on Shabbos, just like a person must ensure that his animals are not working or not engaged in some type of prohibited activities on Shabbos. So too his kelim, so too one's vessels, one's items, one's belongings also must cease from performing various malachos on Shabbos itself. And therefore, all of these things would be forbidden to do on Shabbos, this type of soaking and dye making, and therefore, if they're going to be done on Erev Shabbos, one must ensure that really there's sufficient time for the soaking process before Shabbos begins. However, Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel in fact permits one to soak all these dyes and inks and legumes before Shabbos begins, even if it means that the process will continue into Shabbos, into the moment where it's dark outside. The reason why it's permissible for one to do so, according to Beis Hillel, is because we are only muzar. We are only warned that our animals must cease from performing malacha on Shabbos, but not our possessions, not our kelim. And therefore, since we are not musar al shavitas kelav, what is permitted to have their possessions, have their items, engage in prohibited acts on Shabbos. However, if it starts before Shabbos, one would not be required to ensure that it finishes before Shabbos actually begins. If need be and it stretches into Shabbos, it would in fact be permissible to do so. Again, as long as, according to Beis Hillel, it was started before Shabbos begins.